it was a cautious first step in what could become a historic and groundbreaking agreement. But now that Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany have shaken hands on this interim deal, what next? In Britain and across the rest of Europe, governments and big businesses will now be digesting and analysing what the lifting of even some sanctions will mean for relations and business with Iran.
There's been a collective sigh of relief, basically, from both government and business, because obviously now over the next few months we'll see the phased lifting of a number of sanctions that affect some specific things such as gold, precious metals, some petrochemicals, even cars. But I think the most significant thing is actually the phased lifting of the blocking of Iranian financial assets. There are over $4 billion worth of blocked Iranian funds, and as those come on stream, that will obviously facilitate two-way trade.
But there are still mixed messages coming from Europe. On the one hand, the EU says it will lift some sanctions by January, but on the other, it is relisting sanctions on 16 companies who've already won a legal battle against them in European courts. Experts say this contradiction shouldn't be surprising to begin with, but that in the end, some sanctions will be lifted. So what can we expect in the next 6 months?
I think we can expect to see sometime in the new year a trade mission from Britain to Iran to investigate what the potential is. Britain is very much under the current government open for business, and several ministers were in India a few days ago. The Prime Minister's off to China in a few days. And as I say, I think we'll see the same outreach to Iran.
For now then, there is cautious optimism on these new possibilities and what may lay at the end if this first step leads down a positive path. Nargis Mobaleghi, Press TV, London.